Okay, good morning. Happy Saturday. Happy, happy Saturday. I mean that. It's beautiful outside. I don't know if you noticed, but it's beautiful outside. I hope everybody's enjoying the beginning of the weekend so far. You just heard The Birds, 8 Miles High, a song many of you might know. It's been covered many times by many groups. This was the 1966 single on Columbia. Sometimes credited as one of the first psychedelic rock songs. The Birds formed in 1964 in Los Angeles and disbanded in 1973 after recording 12 whole albums together. Welcome back to The Fuzz. I know last week was a little bit of a curveball, but I had a lot of fun playing vinyl over the air. It was stressful. I was sweating the whole time. But it was a lot of fun, and I plan on doing it again. I will let you know when I choose to do so. And, of course, we were doing it all day. The whole station was doing it. So lots of DJs together playing records and sharing their albums and singles and stuff. I borrowed a Mountain single from Player One. And then... Yeah, I sat in with him and Player 2 on, you know, last week at 1 o'clock, and that was really cool. There was a lot of camaraderie going on. Usually I'm, like, in here by myself, so it was a really cool day. I enjoyed Vinyl-a-thon last week, and I hope you all enjoyed it as well. But now we're back to our regularly scheduled fuzzy programming. Coming up, we're going to hear from a group called The Answers. The song's called It's Just a Fear, a 1966 single on Columbia, just like the Byrds, 8 Miles High. But this group was from South Shields, England, formed in 1963. Then we're going to hear Floating Bridge, Brought Up Wrong, the album version, off their 1969 self-titled album on Vault. They were from Seattle. I've spoken about Floating Bridge a few times. They released a Swedish version of this single that either they re-recorded it or they mixed it differently or something, but it sounds a little different. I think it's a little slower. It might be a little slower, more laid back on the album version, but I really like the Swedish pressing. And then I also played another song from Floating Bridge a couple weeks ago, but I don't remember the name off the top of my head. But they're a really good group. Then we have The Fugitives, Blowing My Mind, another 1966 single. This group was from Sacramento. They, you know, recorded all their music during the 60s, and they had a couple compilations released in the early 2000s with Big Beat Records. Then we're going to hear Lime Frost, 1968 on Coconut Groove. The song's called Postbellum Blues. They were from Sandusky, Michigan, and Croswell, Michigan. And finally, Powder with their song Gladly. This was a group from Northern California. The song released in 1993 on the compilation Biff Bang Powder with Distortion Records, but it was recorded sometime during the mid to late 60s. And this group has been described as Mod Garage Power Pop, whatever that means. You know, pop actually really confuses me as a genre because I don't understand what it means or what it's referring to. Like, is it literally just music that's popular? Because the sound, like, songs that are described as pop from the 60s sound different than songs that are described as pop in the 80s and songs that are described as pop now. So I've struggled to understand it, and I sort of just gave up on understanding the meaning of pop. You know, maybe it's not for me to understand. For some reason, there's a lot I want to talk about, but, you know, we got multiple talk breaks. We'll talk later. Here's The Answers. It's Just a Fear is the name of the song, 1966 on Columbia Records. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Otherwise, I'll catch you on the flip side.
you say so. I guess you ought to know. I guess it's just a thing.
Don't bring us down as a this common joke. The rats, they're sharp and claws and cold. I'm dead.
I love you, man.
That was The Good Feelin's with their song Shattered, 1968 single on Rock It Records. The group was composed of Pacific Valley High School students and members of San Bernardino Valley College out there in the Middle Valley of California in the desert. They signed to Liberty Records in 1967 and opened for groups such as The Animals, The Grassroots, Strawberry Alarm Clock, The Troggs, The Music Machine, etc. Big names. The label eventually dropped them, and two of their members were drafted into Vietnam, and so the band broke up. A story as old as the 60s. My shoulder hurts. It's been hurting for like 3 days, you know? It's like in there. It's like inside the shoulder, you know what I mean? If I go to touch my other shoulder, it hurts. I can like barely make it. I think it's the way I sleep. I sleep kind of crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen that clip from Family Guy where Peter Griffin falls down the stairs, and the way he lies twisted up on the landing is the way I sleep. I sleep like I fell out of a moving truck. Or like, I sleep like I got catapulted over the siege wall or something. You know what I mean? I gotta fix that. I had a pretty good night last night. It was the Delta Undergraduate Literary Journal release party. Me and two of my friends and I were published in the Delta Undergraduate Literary Journal. I've been going to the open mics and stuff this semester. I've also been seeing DJ Glow at the open mics, and they've got really great poetry also. And it's been super fun. I don't know if I've ever talked about that on the air, but that's been a really cool thing this semester. So you got some good with the bad, you know? You get published and your shoulder hurts, you know? That's just the way the cookie crumbles. Or Alfred Hitchcock said, the way the meatball bounces. Yeah, I think that's his name, right? I mean, I should know. He said it in Lamb to the Slaughter on his TV show. Okay, coming up, we're going to hear The Frantics. The song's called Human Monkey, 1966 single on Action Records. It's a play on Monkey See, Monkey Do. The band was from Seattle, active 1956 to 1966. They released quite a few singles. And the group contained three future members of Moby Grape: guitarist-vocalist Jerry Miller, drummer Don Stevenson, and bassist Bob Mosley. After that, we're going to hear The Herd with Exit 9 is the name of the song. It was the B-side to their 1967 cover of You're Gonna Miss Me on One Way Records. The band formed in 1965 by twin brothers Andy and Randy. I'm not making that up. Andy and Randy Clendenin, along with classmates from Longview High School in Texas. Yes, out there in between Shreveport and Dallas. Then we're going to hear Mouse and the Traps. Beg, Borrow, and Steal is the name of the song. The B-side to their 1967 single L-O-V-E Love on Fraternity Records. The band originates from Tyler, also out there between Shreveport and Dallas. And they put out quite a few singles during their time. They also went under the alias Positively 13 O'Clock, under which they released a cover of Count 5, Psychotic Reaction, which we heard last week on vinyl through a compilation that I played. It's a 7-inch comp called The Open Lid that I had. No, I'm sorry. It was on Pebbles Volume 1. Yeah. After Cracking Up by The Wig, I played Positively 13 O'Clock's cover of Psychotic Reaction. And then we're going to hear The Boy Blues with their song Coming Down to You, released January 1967 on Frantic Records. Group was originally known as The Disciples. They were from Chico, California. And finally, Morning Dew with their song Young Man off the 1970 self-titled album Morning Dew. They were from Topeka, Kansas, active 1966 to 1970. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. You could offer some unofficial medical advice, or let me know what you want to hear on the air next week on Saturday between 10 to 12 when we're fuzzing it up. I will be here over the summer, so you won't have to miss me while I'm gone, because I won't be gone, because I'll be here. Yes, indeed. Here's The Frantics, 1966 on Action Records. Thanks for listening.
collision course, exit 9.
looking for real female, but I saw you coming down. I knew that I had to come down. I knew I had to come down, baby. Yes, and make. I knew I had to make love. Oh, love,
you had to do was move a pretty feet and do the low yo 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 yo. All right, baby, do your low yo yo with all your stuff. Now, baby, do your low yo yo stuff. It's in your beanie, whether you're long, tall, short or skinny. Sometimes it's rough. You mean to tell me it's that low yo-yo stuff? Low yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. Fast goes fast, slow goes slow. Yo, yo. It's like that girl standing on the corner trying to get a ride to the other side. When way down deep, she knows all she gotta do is move her pretty feet to the low yo, 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 yo. I've been doing on my guitar since I've been gone. Don't anybody tell her I've been doing the low yo 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 like any other fella away from home all alone. Been doing the low yo 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 yo. I've been really carrying on. Go fast, slow go slow. Rich are rich and the poor are poor. But everybody's doing the low yo 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 yo. Everybody could, and deep down everybody knows they should do the low yo 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 yo.
Low yo-yo stuff. Captain Beefheart and his magic band off the 1972 album Clear Spot on Reprise Records. This is just one of those albums that I've been listening to like crazy lately. And I've been familiar with it for quite a while, but for some reason it just hit different the other day. And I was mandated spiritually to listen to it as many times as humanly possible since then. Last time I played Captain Beefheart on the show, I got some appreciative calls. So, you know, I figured you guys would not be opposed to hearing some more from him. It can be kind of hard to work him in, though, because the music is a little off the wall and doesn't always fit right into the playlist. But the low yo-yo stuff, we just needed to hear it. Coming up, we're going to hear a song called I Found a New Love by Ogner and the Night People. This was a 1965 single on Samron Records. The group was from Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and eventually would go on to become the Cartoons. Like car like you drive, tunes like you hear, Cartoons. And they released a 1968 single called Keep the Fire Burning under this new name on Roulette. But each group only released one single, as far as I can tell. Then the Wizards with their track I Need Your Love. This was a 60s beat group from Norway, a town called Narvik in Norway. And they made their breakthrough after moving to Stockholm in Sweden. This song, I Need Your Love, was the B-side of their 1966 single, Very Last Day, released on Fontana. Then we're going to hear Love, the group Love. There's sort of a theme going on right now. Unintentional, but, you know, love is in the air. Love bugs are in the air. Sometimes they come straight at you because they're looking for a third, I guess. The song by Love, My Little Red Book, off the 1966 self-titled album, Love, on Elektra. This was the same label who produced The Doors' first album, which I also got to play. I played the opening track to last week. I got that album pretty cheap, and there's lots of skips on it. I would have liked to play Soul Kitchen, but it skips pretty bad, unfortunately. But the rumor is that the producer of Love, I don't have his name written down, was recommended by one of the band members to go check out The Doors, and he decided to sign The Doors, and when Jim Morrison signed onto Elektra, he said that he wanted to be as big as Love. If only he knew that most people would probably know The Doors before they knew Love. Not a lot of people talk about Love anymore. Then we're going to hear a song called Real Fine Lady by the Warlords. This group formed in Bloomington, Illinois in 1965. This song, Real Fine Lady, was the B-side to their 1966 single on Thor Records. And then Beethoven 4, a garage group from Tifton, Georgia, with their song Sets My Soul on Fire. This was a 1968 single on Talos 11. That's the name of the label. The B-side was a version of Miserloo. And I've been itching to play some surf music over the air. I don't know if you guys are interested in that, but I love instrumental surf. It's like, I love it. I'm in love with it. It's crazy. And everybody I talk to about it either doesn't know that it's a genre, or they're like, oh yeah, you mean like Quentin Tarantino music that he uses in his movies? I'm like, I'm sick of talking about Quentin Tarantino. I don't want to hear about him anymore. The music's been around, you know, longer than the music that I play now. But I'll let you guys know if I get anything cooking on that. I would love to play some surf music. And let me know if that's of interest to you. I want to take a temp check on that. But for now, here's Ogner and the Night People with the song I Found a New Love. If you'd like to call in, the number is 225-578-5578. Otherwise, just sit back, relax, and let the fuzz take over.
Love that.
popping in real quick to let you know that you're listening to The Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. Bad Luck, Like a Broken Mirror. That's a song by the Primates. It might not sound, you know, it might sound a little newer. That was on the 1986 album We Are the Primates. It was a garage punk group, garage revival group from Los Angeles. Although there were several groups called the Primates. There was a late 70s post-punk group from Athens called the Primates. And I believe there was a 60s group also called the Primates. But this is a, 1986, We Are the Primates. It was the only album they put out. It was garage punk, garage revival from Los Angeles. And we're actually going to get into some modern garage revival right now. We're about halfway through the show here. If you're wondering what show that is, it's The Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. Every Saturday, 10 to 12, we play garage rock, freak beat, proto-punk, acid rock, psychedelic rock, sometimes garage revival, sometimes early 70s hard psych. And on Easter, we play psych folk. But you have to wait till next year for that. Coming up, we're going to hear the Mystery Lights. This is a modern psychedelic rock group with a very 60s sound originating from Salinas, California, although they're now based in New York City. I'm not sure why they didn't just go down to Los Angeles, because there is a pretty big psychedelic scene in Los Angeles right now. With groups like VOCs and stuff like that. Garage and psychedelic rock are kind of big out there still. This song, Follow Me Home, is off their 2016 self-titled album with Wick Records. Then we're going to hear The Creation Factory. They're from Los Angeles. I just found this group a couple of weeks ago, and I was fascinated by how authentic it sounds. The song we're going to hear after The Mystery Lights is called You Got It. And it was the B-side to their single Let Me Go, released in 2017 on Market Square Records. Although I also recommend their self-titled album on Lollipop Records from 2018, and we will hear a song off of that album later on. After The Creation Factory, we're gonna go a little sideways. We're going to hear from a group called Greenlight, and this is a 60s group. They're from Belgium, and they're almost like a psych-funk thing going on. And the song's called Number One. It was the B-side to their 1971 single on Ronix Records. Then Delfini, another psych-funk group from Belgium. Prophecy is the name of the song, released in 1969 on Pathé in Belgium, France, and Canada. They were a French-speaking band. And then Banana from Argentina. This is a freak beat group from Argentina. The song is called Club de los Vampiros. 1969 on Music Hall Records. And then later on we'll hear a little bit more revival and then just back to the 60s. Feel free to call in. Let me know if you want to hear something specific next week. Number is 225-578-5578. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Here is the Mystery Lights, Follow Me Home, from Salinas, California. Yes, indeed.
Looking. Se acaba de poner el sol, la noche va a empezar. Somos todos muy amigos de la oscuridad. Para nosotros esto es amanecer.
To the void, I say welcome to the void. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jump over the candlestick. Out said Jack as he touched the lighted wick. My God, you know that fire burns.
she lives in a shoe. What a very funny thing. She's really happy for today she received 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings. Beauty did catch the beast, and then much to her surprise, a handsome prince did then appear, and then the beast scratched out his eyes. I say welcome to the void, I say welcome to the void. If you're good and if you watch your ways, one day to heaven you will go. You will lose everything you've ever known before. Who cares, it's better than below. I say welcome to the void. I say welcome to the void. Flowers and a bright yellow sky, little squirrel gathering food. Picnic's over, it's time to go home. What's for dinner, squirrel stew? Did you hear about Sam's Uncle Joe? Got lots of heads upon his wall. Stands 100 yards behind the cheetah's glass. Oh, he's the bravest of them all. Fall, 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 fall. Did you know that a good man died? Oh, how terrible they say. But you know that's just a part of life. It kind of happens every day. No!
That was Welcome to the Void by Morgan's Dream Spectrum, the opening track to the 1969 album Morgan on Probe. The band was from Long Island and has also just gone by the name Morgan, named after singer and guitarist Steve Morgan. We've previously heard their single Of Dreams. Now, we still got a little bit of show left, but I need to solve a technical issue. VLC media player is acting like it's going to crash on me, and I can't interact with it right now. So I'm going to play a song out of the automated system, hand selected, don't worry, and then I'll come back in a couple of minutes and let you know what's coming next. Here we go.
lose your mind. You lose your mind.
Back. Yeah, I played a couple songs out of the system there. You heard Death by Ty Segall and then Stop Breaking Down by the White Stripes off the self-titled album. A great album. White Stripes is one of the bands that got me into garage when I was growing up. But back to our regularly scheduled fuzzy programming. I got the situation under control. We're going to hear I Don't Know What to Do, another song by the Creation Factory, which I talked about earlier. Then we're going to hear a single by Wild Glooms from 2023, a newer garage punk band also from Los Angeles, also on Lollipop Records, Thinking About You, and then the B-side is Hey Tiger. Then we're going to hear The Vagrants, Leslie West's Long Island garage group pre-Mountain, with their song And When It's Over, 1967 on Atco Records. And then Lost Love by Barry Clan, Signed DC by December's Children, and Fly by JK and Co. We lost a little bit of time there, so I'm not going to spend too much time yet, but I'll let you get to the music. We got about 15 minutes left, but I'll be here next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12, for The Fuzz. This is Mike the Distortionist. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll see you next time. We'll be right back.
one that makes me want.
Where's all my sorrow?
set my hope on you, expecting that we could start anew. But it's a love, you went away, I'm longing for you. For you is true. You're the only I adore. I can't live without you, without you. Oh, I often cry to see you again, but all my efforts have been. In my solitude, I have to go my way.